The Popstorian Podcast with Chris and Ben.
Wait a minute, you ain't heard nothing yet.
A date which will live in infamy.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck and cover.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Great power. Great responsibility.
Let's do it.
You're the
hero. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. You're the hero that Popstorian needed. Hold on. Before we start, I'm going to do one thing. Well, hello. Welcome to the Popstorian podcast. I'm Ben. And I'm joined by Batman.
I'm Chris.
Hello, Batman.
Well, I'm Chris.
Oh, you're Chris. Ugh.
Sorry, I knew.
I can
see that there was some confusion there.
Yes, I could. Well, it's understandable. You know, you and Batman look so much
alike. About the confusion. I'm just cold.
Oh, Batman. Holy disguises, Batman. So
hopefully does Batman have something to do with your question? That would be amazing.
It might. It could. So my question today, this is the Popstorian podcast, by the way. If you don't know, we in between our like lengthier episodes where we go in depth on topics of pop culture and history, we do what we call mini-sodes where we have a quick discussion about something that's on our minds. And today I have a question for you, Chris. Chris. The question is, when you were a youngling, was there a toy that you really, really, really wanted and that you never got? Was there a toy that got away from you?
It is. There is, actually.
There is? There's one that springs to mind.
There's one that immediately springs to mind. This is one wife and I have actually talked about.
Really?
Like our childhood toys that we just wanted but didn't get.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, this is perfect for you, Chris. Chris. And this is like the history nerd right here.
Uh-huh.
It was the Battle of the Alamo playset.
What?
Yes. It had I don't know if it was plastic or cardboard mock-up of the Alamo, the mission. And it had plastic pieces for Santana and plastic pieces for Davy Crockett and Bowie and all of those guys. And
wow.
I was like, oh, that looks so cool. I want one of those. I think it was in the Sears Wish book.
Wow.
To show you how old I am.
That's super old school, Chris.
That's Sears. Super old school.
Book catalog. Page 59.
They're coming back, man. Like,
yeah.
Walmart and Target both put out wish books this year. They're
wow.
Just little tiny thingies. They're not even.
But
the wish book was like this thick, man.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I never did get an Alamo playset.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I could probably find one on eBay now if I really wanted to, but.
Yeah, that's the thing. Would you
want to? I'm busy buying Barbies a lot more now.
Yeah, not for yourself, I hasten to add.
Yes, that's true. Not for my own collection. Although I might sell them on eBay in about 10 years.
If they survive that long.
Yeah, there's not looking good for some of them.
Your daughters definitely put them through their paces. The Barbies.
Yeah, it's true. But what about you, Ben? What about you?
I have one. So it was, I believe, a Happy Meal toy. And this was the Inspector Gadget Happy Meal toy. And it actually had, it was like an action figure. But it you didn't get it by just having, you didn't just get one Happy Meal and get your action figure. You had to get pieces. Because he's Inspector Gadget and his body.
So you had to collect them all.
So you had to collect, I think it was six of them. if memory serves. And there was like a, you know, a helicopter hat, which is sort of an iconic Inspector Gadget device. And he had an arm that had a rocket launcher and then something else with his other arm. I just thought that was the coolest toy ever. Now, the question is, would we, if we could, would we go back and get these toys? Now, I think in my case, I probably would, but I don't know where I would put it. Like, it's not, it feels lame to display to me. Like, it's not very, like, aesthetically pleasing. You know, if you have guests over to your house and you're like, here's a childhood toy.
This is an original. This is an original McDonald's Happy Meal toy from the, was it the cartoon or the movie? For the movie?
It was around the time the movie came out, so it was tied in with the movie, but it looks a little bit like the cartoon version.
Dude, I don't know. I would go for it. I think that would be really cool. You'd be like, I don't know. I'm a sucker for collecting Happy Meal toys. Right. Unfortunately, I don't have the money to actually collect Happy Meal toys, but
neither do I.
I love Happy Meal toys.
that's the thing.
It makes me sad every time I have to throw one away because obviously my kids have too many toys. You can't keep them. Something's got to go.
Yeah, Happy Meal toys are sort of at the bottom of the barrel, I guess, in that totem pole.
Yeah.
But what about you and your Alamo playset? Was it, first of all, was it a plastic?
So if you're familiar with like the Ford Apache playsets, I don't know if you've seen these. The Ford Apache was a little bit more popular, lasted a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. But they had like a special Alamo version of it.
Right.
So I'm that history nerd who kind of created his own.
Oh.
I cut out a cardboard mission. Like a little thing out of cardboard, and I drew the front door on it, you know, and I found these little plastic pieces at craft stores, from like Hobby Lobby or Michaels or someplace. And they're just like little play guys, and that were Alamo themed. Wow. And so I ended up putting it all together and had the set. And I think I ended up giving it to. I gave it to one of my nephews, I think.
Right.
So eventually I grew it.
It's still out there.
It's somewhere. It might be still out there. I'm not sure if they kept it or thrown it out, but it's probably there somewhere.
Did you do any, like, did you paint it and, like, add details to the outside to make it look more like the mission? Or was it just...
No, I was not a very artistic person. I did take a marker and draw like the front door and like some of the details of the, if you've seen the Alamo, you kind of know that there's like some work on the front door.
Yeah.
Maybe some stone or something on the side, but
right.
Yeah. It wasn't pretty.
Well, but that doesn't matter. You know, it was yours. That's what matters.
Yeah.
That was your Alamo playset. So did the actual set come with figures?
It did. Yeah. Like, it had quite a few figures. I think it was like a 55 piece set or something like that. It was really,
that's amazing.
It's really big. Yeah.
It's incredible. Wow. Yeah. My Inspector Gadget multi-part action figure from McDonald's feels really lame in comparison to that. I think it's possible that I may have tried.
Well, Google it. Did you wait? Google it, see if it actually holds up to those expectations.
Yeah, I did. You'd
probably
did
find it pretty easily.
I looked it up before we recorded this, and it looks kind of dumb to me now, to be honest. But at the time,
did you look up the Alamo?
No,
did you look up the Alamo? Go look up that.
It was the Sears. Was the?
I think it was the Sears catalog. I want to say it was put Alamo playset. Alamo playset probably will do it.
So there's a few options, and we'll have to We'll have to put some images in the...
Probably the oldest. Well, maybe not the oldest, actually. They're in the show notes. Oh, that might be it. I can't see it very well, but that might be it.
We'll have to put it on screen and when we edit the video.
So there's probably, I'm guessing here that there was, is that one from the 90s?
I can't tell.
Because I'm pretty sure there would have been one. I'm pretty sure there would have been one right after Fess Parker played Davy for Disney. I'm sure that would have been a thing. And I went, and there was one when I was a kid in the catalog. I don't know why they would have one out at that time. But so it's probably been out a couple times. They probably brought out a set. But that might have been it.
Here's another version.
Oh, shoot. That looks cool.
It does look cool, especially with the sunset.
I don't know. That looks pretty cool. Yeah.
The moral of the story
that might have
is
been that it. I don't know.
We want to play with
it was
toys.
Such a long time ago. We love toys, man.
Toys are the
but
best.
Maybe not Barbie dolls. I'm kind of tired of Barbie dolls.
Yeah, you've earned a break from Barbie, I think.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's really cool. I didn't know that you made your own. I'm trying to think if I feel like I might have tried to make my own out of my own Inspector Gadget Happy Meal toy.
I kind of have this image of you, Ben, with like maybe like a cardboard hat and like a little rotor and just pretending like you were like, go, Gadget. I don't know. I see that might be something you would have done, I think.
It could be. It could be.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe not, though. I mean, I definitely was doing a lot of arts and crafts around that movie because I was very excited about it. I remember I cut out the poster from the newspaper listing and made a marquee out of an old piece of styrofoam. So I had like the poster displayed prominently. Let's see if we can get this, our high-tech imagery technology. Here he is, Inspector Gadget.
Oh, snap.
You can see
he does look cool, man.
Missile launching hands, interchangeable arms, but not nearly as cool as perhaps I felt when I was 6 years old.
Well, that is something I talk to my kids that at 6 years old, the world looks a little bit different than when you get a bit older.
Yeah.
So,
which is cool.
That's understandable. Yeah.
When you have kids like you do, you get a perspective on the world that people like me who don't have kids don't get because you see things through their eyes sometimes, which is pretty cool.
I'd still get it though, man. I'd still get it.
All right. Well, this Christmas, we know what's going to be under the Pop Story and tree. Although I feel like I might have to spend slightly more than you to get the Alamo playset.
Yeah.
It might not be an equal.
Don't get the Alamo playset.
It'll have to be like a timeshare situation where I get to play with the Alamo playset some of the time in order to make up for the cost equilibrium.
We could we use this kind of back on one of our other episodes, we could play with the Alamo playset as if it were the movie The Alamo that just came out and reenact all the historical inaccuracy parts in the film.
Right. With Batman.
With the playset. We could correct the inaccuracies.
And add Batman.
And then we put Batman.
And Snow White and Inspector Gadget, of course.
Yes. That would, I think exactly.
For good measure.
That would make an epic battle.
Yes. Well, now that we've set up the ultimate battle, we'll leave you with that. This is the Pop Story and Podcast. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to check us out on YouTube, where you can see I'm sure there will be some pictures on the video of these various cool toys in case you want to see what they look like. And be sure to subscribe to us there. Leave us a comment. Send us an email, popstorian@gmail.com. It's the best way to reach us. If you have a thought, if you have a suggestion for a topic that you want to hear us talk about, please do send that along. And don't forget to follow us on our socials. We are on X. We are on Facebook. We are all over the place. So thanks for listening to the Pop Story and Podcast, and we'll see you next time. I'm Ben, and that's Batman.
Bye.